A cry crosses time and space and reaches as far as us. The shaped material probably withholds something autobiographical that harkens back to Adolfo Wild's impoverished youth, that of a tormented artist who expressed a sense of desperation in his sculptures. His works are masks, imploring statues groping in the spiritual darkness of a life seen as filled with suffering and punishment. Amidst the spasm, nightmares, and passions, the only fear that is saved is the suspended one of the golden fetus with his feet over his eyes, surrounded by a flame that seems to be fueled by vital breath and hope. This relief was first exhibited at the Arte Italiana Contemporanea exhibition, held at the Galleria Pesaro in 1921. The following year, it was at Venice Biennale. Wild returned to the theme of motherhood more than once, leaving aside a naturalistic descriptive approach in favor of an allegorical transfiguration. Time after time, from the various pieces, he drew details and isolated particulars, creating many versions in marble and bronze. The complex iconography of the relief, whose base features the Christian children, includes the tree of life that grows from the Virgin's belly, alluding to the Trinity and the tree of Jesse. The religious content of Wild's art, his embrace of fascism, his typical conceptual rarefaction consisting of expression and melancholic thinking, made the artist unpopular and yet authentic. From anatomical and physiognomic realism, he would achieve the linear essentialness of ideas and pure forms. A solitary genius who followed no rules, Wild revealed renewed references to Central Europe culture combined with neoclassical, romantic, and secessionist elements. In Wild, Art Deco became a splendid fusion between past and present.